As if a $927 million loss in the December half year was not bad enough for Woolworths and its shareholders, as if writing off $3.2 billion worth of the value of its investment in the Masters hardware business, 90% of the value of that business, was not bad enough, as if having sort of freezes on dividends, a range of different other aspects, it was not enough. As if, say, for example, falling sales in supermarkets was not enough for Woolworths. Well, today, further pain for perhaps the Woolworths company, with Moody's Investor Services downgrading the senior notes and unsecured notes, in other words, the credit ratings on the debt that Woolworths has got issued. Now, the interesting part about this particular determination today is it reflects Woolworths' continued operational challenges. That's what Ian Chitterer, who is a Moody's Vice President and Senior Analyst, had to say about this. And it's not just the exit from Masters that is causing the pain. It's also the fact that there is pressure at the core Australian food and liquor business that's causing this negative outlook for the credit. In other words, for those people who are owed money by Woolworths into the future as well. Let's now go to Moody's Vice President and Senior Analyst, Ian Chitterer, who was partly responsible for this report today. Many thanks for your time, Ian.
Hi, Ross. Thanks for having me on the show.
Ian, what material impact on Woolworths does this change in the credit rating have today?
Ross, the real impact for Woolworths is going to be on their cost of financing. As the rating drops, a lot of the bank debt may have a ratings grid, which will increase the cost of financing. But also, if they want to go to the capital markets and issue bonds, the rating will be priced in there and it will cost them more to borrow money.
And the decision to cut that rating, obviously it's a fairly significant decision to make. I mean, given the fact they've written down $3.2 billion out of that Masters business, but my understanding of it is, in talking to people around town who reconstruct businesses, it's not necessarily the end of the pain, because to try and get out of a lot of those leases or a lot of those properties could cause even more pain down the track and more cash flow issues in terms of trying to pay their way out of it.
Yeah, look, that is correct. I mean, from our perspective, the exit from Masters is a positive from a long-term perspective. And Woolworths has indicated that despite the write-down, the actual cash impact should be roughly neutral, although there are still some questions on the valuation of the put option that it has with Lowe's. So we are waiting to see what that number is.
And just an important one also, you did highlight that Woolworths has invested $350 million this year, or in fact in the first half of this year, to try and defend its market share. In other words, to try and keep its prices down against the likes of Coles and also Aldi as well. You also expect them to invest as much again in the second half of 2016. Is that money really seen to be crushing the profits, or is it really something that's absolutely necessary to try and defend market share?
Ross, I think it's a bit of both. I think the investment in price is necessary for Woolworths, and they're taking the correct steps there. However, at the end of the day, you've got a cost base where a lot of your stores are leased, and those would have annual increases in the lease rental, and you've got a big staff base, which is obviously a significant cost, and you'd expect some sort of a inflationary pressure on wages. So when you are reducing prices across the board and coming up with negative comparable store sales, while your cost base is under upward pressure, it obviously does have a significant impact on the profitability.
You also said that if the outlook were to return from negative to stable, then Moody's would expect the comparable store sales growth in the Australian food and liquor business for Woolworths to revert to a positive number on a sustained basis. Well, it hasn't been positive for several years now, and certainly even the outlook for the company, Gordon Cairns, the chairman, has said it may take 3 or 4 years to turn the business around. So you'd imagine that this negative outlook for Woolworths credit is likely to continue into the future.
Well, look, we see it at the moment. What we're looking for is just some stabilisation in those comparable store sales. And that goes back to what I was saying to you earlier on about the cost pressure from wages and operating leases. You need at least a low positive comparable store sales number to try and offset those cost pressures and therefore maintain your margins.
And when you look across the whole of the supermarket environment in Australia right now, it is highly competitive. There's Aldi trying to carve out market share. Coles quite clearly is trying to take market share away from Woolworths. How would you describe the overall environment right now?
It's very competitive, and that's just going to increase. I mean, we've got Aldi have just, I think it was beginning of February, started rolling out stores in Adelaide. as they move into South Australia. And around the June-July period, it's expected that they'll start to open their first stores in Perth. So, you know, that's going to impact Woolworths, which has got a significant presence in both those states, as well as Coles and very much so RGA and the Metcash banner.
And just explain to me that Baa2 rating that you have given them for their senior unsecured notes, downgraded from Baa1. What does that actually say to an investor in those notes in terms of their likelihood of being repaid?
Look, it's still investment grade, and the probability of it being paid is very, very high. But it's just not it's not where they were 3 to 6 months ago. This time last year, Woolworths had an A3 rating, and then it's moved to Baa1, and now Baa2, as the business continues to try and gain traction with the turnaround.
And do you think it says anything for suppliers who quite clearly have contracts with Woolworths themselves? Is it one of those things that they might consider changing their terms or their conditions with the big supermarket chain right now?
I wouldn't think so, no. I wouldn't think it would have any impact there.
I'll tell you what's really...
At the end of the day, if you look at someone like Metcash, Metcash is unrated.
And so because of that, they continue to pay their suppliers because that's what keeps their business going. Ian Chitterer is the Vice President and Senior Analyst of the Corporate Finance Group at Moody's Investor Services, downgrading again Woolworths' credit rating today. And it really does say everything about the current environment it finds itself in, and especially with the closure of that Masters business as well. And Ian, we appreciate your time on the program.
Thanks very much.